Okay, can you put us into speaker mode too there, Barry, so we have a good, clear call tonight, please? Star 5.
I got it, Barry.
I mean, your orders are to begin by Friday. Thank
you for that. Whoop. What do you need to do, Robia?
Get it here in just one second, sir.
Okay. He's driving to the left lane, to the right lane, to the middle lane. Just drove through the wayside rest. He's going all directions here. There we go. Hey, everybody. This is Mike Jackson. I'm subbing tonight as one of your hosts. And you're going to be hearing tonight from myself. You're going to be hearing from Robia on the road. You'll be hearing from Barry. But this is a very special night. I'll tell you why. One of our own leaders here is getting a whole lot of press from the company. The company watches, ladies and gentlemen, what's going on in the field. And they can see when people are doing a lot of sponsoring. They can see when people are signing people up on auto delivery. They see when people are promoting up the ranks. And they can tell what activity is going on by just kind of watching. And they've been watching Mr. Barry Durbin. And he's for a couple of years there, he kind of took a little bit of time and said, I got to see what this whole transition deal is with a new company and a new name and new everything. But after he kind of saw what was going on, he said, you know what, I'm going to plant my flag and I'm going to stake my claim and I'm going to build something that's going to last the rest of my life. Ladies and gentlemen, I've built a lot of companies in my life. And this one that we're building right now, I've got a little theme that I'm building around it, Barry, and it's called Built to Last. Built to Last. And, I can't ask any of you to chime in because you're kind of blocked out right now, but how many of you would raise your hand with me right now and say, you know what? I like the idea of Built to Last. I like the idea of building something one time and having it provide my family with reoccurring income for the rest of my life. That's what we're doing, ladies and gentlemen, with this new ABC strategy. That's what we're doing with this host rewards program. That's what we're doing with this this strategy that has all come together with a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and let me add, a lot of prayer. We have put together something that is going to last the test of time. And tonight, the company has asked me to interview Mr. Barry Durbin on one of the segments of that strategy. And Barry, I'm really proud of you. I'm proud of how you stuck in there. I'm proud of how you took and stepped up and are today leading the field. And so we're going to go ahead and get started. And maybe Barry will turn the recording off and then turn the recording right back. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mike Jackson. I serve as your national field leader. I'm so excited to be here tonight on this Monday night team call. And I have a very, very special interview. It's with a brand new growing level 6 new promoted leader, Mr. Barry Durbin. And a lot of people have been talking about what Barry is doing. So let me first make sure that Barry's on the call. Barry, are you there tonight, buddy?
I am here and excited, Mr. J.
Well, great. We're excited because we've been watching you and we've been watching the results you're getting, the new promotions, the good volumes, the great retail work, the packs, the auto deliveries, all of it together. But one of the centerpieces of what you have been doing over the last few months is the Healthy Home Showcase. And so the company, Barry, has asked me to interview you tonight and to kind of flesh out some specific information. And then with your permission, we're going to send this all over the Volara Nation. So is that okay with you, Barry?
Oh, that is perfect. Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Well, let's start, Barry, with a simple question. Over the last, let's say, October, November, December, do you have a guesstimate on how many of these healthy home showcases you have conducted? Give me kind of a feel for that, would you please?
Well, in the last 3 months, we've done 20. We did 8 in October and 8 in November and 4 here in December. And our goal
wow.
is to do, our goal is to do 2 a week.
Okay, 2 a week, and I'm going to go off script here a little bit. Do you have any scheduled for January? Do you schedule ahead of time? How do you do that, Barry?
Yeah, we've got 8 scheduled for January already that I'm doing personal, and then I'm encouraging our team as well to host them, which they already have. Brian Lucas got them, James Adams got them, Kim's got them, Kyle is working on his, so I plan on doing a lot more than just 2 a week, but that's 2 personal ones that I actually find the host for and present myself. And with my team, I'll do more than that. Yes, sir.
Well, you made a very good point, because the 8, 8, 4, and 8, that's 32, 36 healthy home showcases. No, it's a little less than that, but it's about 30 or so. That's not your whole team. That's you alone. So talk about how important it is, not just for a leader to be doing them themselves, but to be teaching their team to do them, and how that works on your organization, Barry.
I got a little tongue twister that I still say to our team. Our walk talks and our talk talks, but our walk talks louder than our talk talks. It's a tongue twister, but it's just saying you lead from the front. It's not what you can say or what you can tell other folks to do, but when we watch you do it, that gives them to say, hey, he's on our playing field. He's our leader. I look up to him. But if he's out there in the trenches, then I can be out there in the trenches as well.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, as the national field leader and a co-owner in the company, I can't afford to sit back and put my feet up on the table and become a manager. Because, ladies and gentlemen, if I manage, my people don't follow my example. They do that little tongue twister that Barry talked about. So very good point, Barry. So now your healthy home showcases are built mostly around fresh airs, I believe. So approximately how many fresh airs do you think people have purchased from you and your team as a direct result of healthy home showcases?
From the same showcases that we've done, we had sold 14 fresh air in October, 16 in November, and 6 in December. And I'll deliver another fresh air to a gentleman that was at our seminar in November, called me up and said he's ready for his tomorrow. And then I'm collecting money as well tomorrow from a GTO that we had a couple weeks ago. So 36 altogether since the last 3 months.
Wow, that is simply wonderful. I don't want to say it's amazing. It's wonderful. It's really what we expect, ladies and gentlemen. You know, we believe that the business can be predictable. And Barry, what you have really said here is that out of 28 seminars, not counting what your team has done, you've marketed 36 fresh airs. I'd have to get my calculator out, but that's a whale of a lot of profit. And as your upline leader, Mr. Turner, would say, profit is better than wages. Now, we have a big question here, and that is, how do you invite people, and kind of where do you get the people from? I know that you take your B&I work very seriously. And do you lead into the Healthy Home Seminar? Whatever the answer is fine. I don't want you to go off because, you know, this is about Healthy Home Seminars, but do you lead from B&I or from ads in the newspaper or whatever right into the Healthy Home Seminar? You know, like where do you get your people from, Barry?
Yeah, well, there's three strategies, and they're really simple. The first one is from B&I. Definitely am in a good B&I. We have 12 of them in the city, and I became an ambassador on purpose when they asked me, because that gives me credibility to go visit all 12 in the leadership role. So I take turns going around there, so I meet a lot of folks that way. And then a warm market, I learned years ago to keep a spiral notebook, so I have a warm market. I just start writing down people I know, people since I moved back to Louisiana from Tennessee, people I reacquainted with from the police department years ago. Somebody, I go to LSU football games and I'd see my friends that I was in the academy with directing traffic, and I'd write their name down. So I do that with my warm market, and then just people that I do business with. I do business at a retail store here locally, and we have the gentleman that's going to be a host to one of our seminars just from that. I find out one other one that I'm doing. Actually, I got two scheduled in January to help do a fundraiser for a family that's sending their daughter to Washington, D.C., and I'm donating part of our profit to that. So they've already have eight people that's coming to two different seminars that's going to create exposure. So I just find people in those different areas there.
Okay. This is really good stuff that we're kind of fleshing out here. Now, Barry was a police detective in the sex crimes division in Louisiana, so he knows people from the police force. Barry ran a school for deaf children, and you know a lot of people through that. But basically, you're kind of a social person in the community. But really, what people probably want to know is, when do you bring up host rewards? Do you do it like right away when you meet somebody on the street? Do you do it later? Do you do it one-on-one? How do you do that, Barry?
Well, you know, I mixed it up, but my fastball is beginning to hold a conversation and telling my story. You taught me years ago to tell my story and make it fresh every time, because it's the first time they hear it. And so when I tell my story in a reacquaintance, or when I meet someone, about how our technologies helped Ashley with her asthma and allergies, and when it did so well in our environment and helped her overcome some situations she had, and my thought process is, how many thousands and thousands of technologies can I push through my organization over a career? And so I tell them that story, and I said, you know, there's a lot of people that has issues. There's folks that has pets. There's folks that has allergies, and there's housewives that don't like the dust. There's families that has babies crawling on the floor. There's families with teenagers playing sports. They throw their dirty socks and their clothes on the ground like teenagers do. Older couples with their immune systems. And I just start talking about my story, and I'd say, hey, Mr. Jackson, I said, what would you think if we could get four or five or six couples together at your home and see what kind of issues they have? And with the issues they have, we can solve them. And at the same time, our company has a fantastic reward for you for helping me share a great technology with them. And that's our Fresh Air Cube, which is a $349 value that you get just as a token of our thanks. And so I do that a lot of times, because it's a conversation piece. And that also helps me get the right people in, that if they, well, I've got an aunt that has allergies. Hey, my cousin just had a new baby. I want to invite them. I think they could use some help. And it just spawns on and on like that.
This is powerful. Ladies and gentlemen listening, whoever might get a hold of this piece, let me just say this. When Barry talks about allergies and asthma, I want to say something. You know, my dad used an inhaler, Barry, for 68 years, and then stopped using it from 68 to 85 when he passed away. And it's because our technology cleans the air in the environment. It doesn't heal people from sinus issues or allergies or asthma, but it does clean the air very effectively through this NASA-certified space technology. So we don't claim to heal anybody of anything, but we do provide a cleaner, healthier place. And Barry, I think the way you're approaching it is just absolutely perfect, and I'm very excited to see what you're doing there. So let me ask you a question. With your group and your teaching your team there, you have so many great people on your team. Can't wait to get down to Louisiana and see you guys on the 22nd of February after I do an event with Brian Ellsworth in Atlanta. But when you teach people what kind of attendees and prospects to invite, do you focus in on anything, or do you kind of do the – if they make steam on a mirror, they're a good prospect. How does that work for you, Barry?
Well, you know, it's always great whenever there's a problem or a situation or something that someone's familiar with in order to have them come, because if they have an issue, when they see our product and see the living proof, they see the ammonia, they see the onion, they see the different, the video possibly, or they see the different talk that we give and information that we give out, it sort of hits home. And that's what we have to remember. They're just not numbers coming in. They're actually people that live. I mean, we've created business from a stinky tennis shoe. Of all things, you was here at our children's home, and my secretary been with me for a year and a half, and she heard me talk dozens and dozens of times. I never would try one of our purification systems until she heard you say one time it takes the smell out of tennis shoes. When she heard you say that on a table somewhere, she said, I'll try it. It took that smell out of their shoes overnight. She bought a technology, and that created a whole new leg for us through Tennessee, through Texas, where they was from, and created tens of thousands of dollars just because of a stinky teeny shoe. So we have to get where people live. Where do they live? The babies crawl on the floor, and all the contaminants on the floor. Hey, they have allergens. Hey, women don't like the dust, and if we can cut their dust down from every week to every 4 weeks, a lot of people love it. It could be, and I've got fresh air on trial now, and the whole reason is because the mama has, she's a single mom. She has two kids that's playing football. Now they're playing basketball, and it smells, and it's taking their house smelling fresh. It doesn't matter what my reasons are. It's all about their reasons. So that's who I get to look for. It's just people that live every day, and I can tell you stories on and on about that. The cooking odor, yeah, all of that. So it's getting to where people live, not trying to be the scientist or not trying to be the creator of a technology talking over their heads because they don't care about it. What is it going to do for me? So that's the kind of people that I look for.
I remember, Barry, I had a lady that may be getting reinterested in the business. Her name is Larnie Perez and her husband, Sherwin, and they used to do stinky fish cooking parties for the Filipino community, and they sold over 500 fresh air technologies because of stinky fish. They would cook the fish and then turn the machine on, and all the smell would go away. And just totally amazing what this technology can do. You know, Barry, when it comes to generating potential prospects, potential customers, and potential business partners, I personally have never seen anything quite like the Hostess Rewards program. But, you know, you've done a lot of things to get prospects in your business. You've learned a lot of strategies. What do you think about this? And just think this through before you answer it. What do you think of this one idea called Host Rewards when it specifically has to do with getting new people to tell your story to at no cost to you? Would you comment on that for our audience, Barry?
It was about 5 months ago. You gave me a call. I remember it well. I was at my parents' house, and I was walking the yard as I do when I'm on the phone. I pace a lot. And you had challenged me to take a look at the Host Rewards. And you remember the conversation. And I committed to you that I would give you, you know, that I've looked at the company, I've looked at you, and you're a hero of mine, and I did. And when I look at that, it's a bomb-proof strategy. I've had multiple strategies, and instead of going different areas and presenting the opportunity and sales, the Host Reward Program has become that engine. I remember that paper that we used to give out at our trainings, where it's a funnel, and that funnel is wide at the top, and you have the funnel going down, and that's where all of our prospects, that's where all the people that we know, we put them in that funnel, and that funnel becomes our Host Reward. I can't tell you how many people in the last couple months, and you'll meet them in February, that came from our Host Rewards program, James Adams and McCants, a couple other folks from BNI, and Crystal Billiot's going to sign up here in a couple weeks. She hosted one. She bought a technology, and now she's going to become a dealer with us. She's going to sign up in a couple of days here when she gets back from Atlanta. And I can tell you, but the engine is so powerful, and you're talking to four and five and six people at a time versus one, and you're going and you're doing that sifting, and you're selling technology, you're talking about our business. I'm starting a program, actually it started now, and I do have an ad going in our local paper. It's a homemaker's ad, and we did it in Tennessee, Robie and I, and we sold lots of technology, and lots of stay-at-home moms joined our company. But this time, the engine is a healthy home party. Can they contribute to their home by making an extra $500 a month? Of course they can. Let's host a healthy home party every month, and I'll help you do that. That's just two sales. And so it's become so powerful to me and so duplicatable to me that the Healthy Home Seminars has become the engine that I funnel all my strategies of finding prospects to, and then we branch out from there.
I can see the ad in the paper, homemakers earn $400 to $800 a week working 15 to 20 hours from your home in the healthy home arena. Barry, you just dropped a bomb and literally opened up a new avenue for many, many, many people. I mean, my word, instead of going up and down the street knocking on doors, ding-dong, selling Avon products or doing makeovers for skin care, a homemaker could literally make one or two successful placements that turn into sales a week and make $400 to $800 a week working just hours compared to traditional strategies. Very, very good. What do you say, Barry? Because, you know, I'll just turn the tables on you. You were skeptical. You thought I had come off my rocker. This is so opposite of anything we've ever done. What do you say to somebody who's skeptical and says, that's just another idea. It's just another, you know, run of the mill. What do you say to that skeptical person, Barry?
Well, when you told me to take a real serious look at this, if you don't, you're going to leave money on the table. That's exactly what you said. And you don't leave money on the table. And so when I thought about it, I could spend hours talking to one person, letting the fresh air be evaluated for 3 to 4 to 5 days, go back and check on them, do it again and again and again, and all of a sudden I've spent 20 to 25 hours over a process of 4 or 5 people versus saying, hey, let's get these folks into a home. Let's give them a precious gift that they can have that really helps them. And at the same time, we're condensing our time, we're compressing our time, and we're talking to four plus people at the same time, prospects, and all of a sudden our profits increase to 2 sales out of a meeting. I've had 4 sales out of a meeting. And so it's just the condensing of time. And I just thought, and I just figured up, if somebody just did half of what I did and you didn't do it, now that's $1,500 plus. And I say, skeptic, hey, you got to take a look at it. It makes sense to condense your time, to compress your time, to talk to more than one person at a time. And it makes sense that when you're going to make a sale, you're making a sale in multiples instead of singles. And the thing about it as well is if you put onesies out there and twosies out there, you're crossing your fingers so much, you're hoping that you're going to sell them. I hope I sell it. And all of a sudden you feel so pressure. But when you're doing 2 seminars a week and you're having, and I keep 12 fresh airs on hand all the time, you're having 12 employees working for you, there is no pressure. If some's going to buy, some's not. And the attitude is, hey, I've got so much out there, I'm going to make money. And when you don't do that, then it just, the psyche part of it plays against you instead of for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from a brand new level 6 leader about to earn his Valara bonus car, moving up through the ranks to level 14, presidential ambassador, using this host rewards program as a part of the ABC strategy. When I first heard Joe Urso and Bill Coyle throw this idea out, frankly, I would have had to have marbles for brains to miss this. This is the most powerful tool that I have looked at in my almost 37 years of being in this industry. The average gift that a company gives to a host or hostess for getting a group of people together is about $70. This is a $349 premium that nobody has ever seen anything like it before. They've seen eyeliner, they've seen juice, they've seen makeup, they've seen pills and they've seen all this stuff. But nobody has ever seen a NASA-certified space technology that'll get rid of stinky fish or onions or ammonia smell, kill germs, bacteria, viruses, and mold, not just in the air but on surfaces. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a no-brainer. Barry, I even wrapped up Christmas fresh air cubes in Christmas wrappings with a bow and said after Christmas was over, let's get together. I got a really nice extra Christmas present for you. It's worth $349 for helping me get a little group of potential prospects together. Well, Barry, it's been a pleasure talking to you tonight. Thank you so much. We're going to go ahead and turn off the recording so that we can continue on with our call, but save